The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, water cremation, also known as resimation, may be the future of cremation, but also better for the environment. But how does this process work? We're joined by Elizabeth Oakes, founder of Pure Reflections. How do you pronounce it? Is it resorarium? Resorarium? Is that how you pronounce it?
Resimarium.
Resimarium. Sorry. My apologies, Elizabeth. You're based in Navan, County Meath. Elizabeth, I have to say, I had never heard of water cremation before. Tell us about it, how it works.
So basically, it's a very environmentally friendly and gentle alternative to flame cremation and burial. There's no carbon emissions, and what the family receive is the urn, similar to flame cremation in that it's the urn containing the bones of their loved one. So that's the same as after a flame cremation. But with water cremation, you get about 50% more of your loved one back because every bone is completely saved in the process.
Okay, it's a chemical process, is that right? Tell us, I mean, give us the science bit. How does it work?
So when a body is buried in the ground, there's a chemical reaction that happens between the soil bacteria and the body. That chemical reaction is called alkaline hydrolysis. But because now everybody is nearly embalmed, they're wearing polyester clothing, and they can be in plastic-lined coffins, you know, it can take 50, 60, 70 years for the body, I think, if it ever really returns to the earth the way nature intended it. So that's where this technology came from. Basically, it just speeds up that natural decomposition process. So instead of taking 50 years in the ground, it takes 3 hours in our machine. It uses 95% water and 5% alkaline. So it's completely opposite to an acid, it's an alkaline. And as I say, after the process, what we're left with are the bones, which are completely sterile. And also the water is highly fertile in nature, but it's also sterile. So the water isn't actually lost in the process, but it's actually recycled and returned to the ecosystem. So it's very, very environmentally conscious and sustainable.
Okay, I've seen it described in newspaper headlines as a boil in the bag. Is that an offensive term? Is that a term that you don't like? Or well, what's your reaction to that?
That's really terrible, especially for the people who have chosen us, because it's completely misleading. There is no bag and there is no boiling, but I think it's papers and sensationalism that have created that headline, but it's completely untrue.
It's there in the headline, and I guessed it was something you might have not liked the idea of. But where does that come from? Where did that? How did that take hold?
The headline.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but it's just, I suppose, journalists and clickbait. You know what I mean?
Journalists and clickbait are a terrible combination. I'll take that one on the chin. Is it something you? I mean, tell us about your own business and where did you get the idea for it?
So when I was 17, I was I'm dyslexic, so I went and I did a 1-year apprenticeship in Mayo with Dave McGowan as a funeral director and embalmer, because I'd be very good at my hands. Yes, I wouldn't be very good maybe academically, but you just show me something once. And I just love the idea of being able to work and make money at the same time. I also grew up on a farm, and I laid out my grand-aunts when they passed, and we had a lot of lambing going on. So I was from a farming background, life and death was just part of growing up, really, you know, so I wasn't afraid of it. And I actually personally feel it's an honour and a privilege to be chosen to look after someone. I always say, like, I'm the last person to see them transition, you know?
Yeah, it's a really nice way of looking at it. And do you think this Do you think this could take over from cremations? Do you see it going that way?
Well, I do. As we all know, we're in the middle of a fuel crisis at the moment. So I think burning bodies and burning coffins probably isn't the future. And as I say, ours is a very environmentally conscious effort. There's no coffin needed in the resumation process. So, you know, you really can reduce the cost of your funeral considerably if you choose a funeral directly through Pure Reflections. And the full cost of a funeral is $3,700 compared to your $7,000 and $8,000, you know, on a nationwide scale. And I do see the funerals are changing. The future of funerals are changing. One in every two people now die of cancer. And I really feel that as they pass, you know, the people who really are true and dear to them are more than likely going to be with them. And then they're happy enough for the family, or the family are happy enough for to have time with them. They usually have a day or two. And then we would come collect the remains from wherever it is in the country, bring it to our facility in Nav and perform the resumation, and we'll guarantee to have the urn back to the family within 4 working days. So the family can still have a funeral mass or a celebration life service. The only difference is the body is in the urn instead of the body in the coffin.
Okay. Just very finally, I have to say, some of the team here were kind of, oh no, I don't like the idea of that. But I don't see any difference really between it and
by some cremation. Of the team, Elizabeth, he means me. And by the way, I mean this and I genuinely do with no disrespect. I don't want to be buried either, because that frightens me or gives me the ick or something in some way. And I've always said I'll be cremated. But the idea of a water cremation also frightens me. And now I realise I'm obviously not completely stupid. I realise I will be dead. But the idea of being submerged in liquid makes me feel I'm drowning. And as I say, can you offer any assurance to someone who genuinely is a bit like, oh no, that sounds scary and off-putting to me. I think I'm just going to have to go up the chimney, basically.
Yeah, well, look, there is no nice way to go. So that's just to start off with. There's no nice way to go. But the body isn't actually submerged. The water is just gently washed over the body. So you're not like submerged in the water. It's more like a nice gentle shower, jacuzzi bath, than...
You're selling it. You're selling it a little bit, I have to say, because it was the idea of being underwater, like as if I was going to drown. And I know it's after I've already passed away, but you know the way your brain works. It's the same thing. I don't want to be buried.
I know, and a lot of people, being still very predominantly Catholic country, don't like the idea of cremation, because when they think of burning, they think of going to hell. So as I say, there is no nice way to go. But if you want something that's very gentle, very environmentally conscious, and a huge amount of consideration and thought goes into every aspect of what we do, definitely Pure Reflections would be the way to go.
Okay, Elizabeth, really good to talk to you. Thank you indeed again. Founder of Pure Reflections, based in Navan, County Meath. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.